The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
All right, it's Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hello to Gina in Wrigleyville. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good, and we're excited that you have a chance to win $1,000. But you know you have to start by kicking Carla out of the room.
Okay, let's kick her out.
All right.
Okay. That's my cue to go.
Yeah. Take the hint, Carla. All right, so it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla, and we'll get you that $1,000, all right? Here we go with question number 1. Ariana Grande has dropped out of American Horror Story Season 13 due to scheduling conflicts. This has fans speculating that she will add more dates to her Eternal Sunshine tour. Which movie did she star in with her ex, Ethan Slater?
Hello? Carla's gonna see me, isn't she?
Well,
I don't know that one.
All right, well, that's okay. Let's keep going. Question number 2. John Mulaney performed a sold-out show at Wrigley Field this past Saturday as a part of his Mr. Whatever tour. True or false, John Mulaney used to be a writer on SNL?
True.
Question number 3. Over 22,000 people helped Pitbull set a world record for the largest gathering of people in bald caps. What is Pitbull's nickname?
No idea.
Think about it. Pitbull, what does he say? All right, I'm going to have to move on to the next question. Number 4, Jay-Z brought out both Rihanna and Beyonce at night 3 of his Yankee Stadium shows. What is the name of Rihanna's fan base?
I know this. Rihanna's fan base, he always says...
Well, I'm going to need an answer. I got to move on.
It's like I'm put on the spot and I can't sing.
All right. That's okay. Question number 5. Legally Blonde was released. You're going to know this one. Legally Blonde was released 25 years ago today. What was the name of the character that Reese Witherspoon plays?
I do know this too.
She's a lawyer.
I know. What's her freaking name in that movie?
Okay. All right. Let's get Carla back in here. Hey, so I understand, Gina, that you are a certified mixologist. Is that right? So you make drinks.
Yeah, you can ask me a trivia question about those, and I got you there.
Okay. How do you make an old fashioned?
Well, the best recipe is 2 ounces of a really good bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
3/4
ounce simple syrup, and then a couple dashes of Angostura bitters, and the
key is to add orange bitters because it balances it out with the orange sauce.
Oh, where are you at in Wrigleyville? I want one of these old fashions.
No, I'm just on Clark Street.
All right, very good. Okay, welcome back, Carla. So, 1 correct for Gina in Wrigleyville.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
don't hang. We're not done yet. Carla still has to play, okay? Here we go.
Then what if I also only get... What if I get 0?
Yeah, you never know. Question number 1, Carla. Ariana Grande has dropped out of American Horror Story Season 13 due to scheduling conflicts, which has fans speculating that she's going to add more dates to her Eternal Sunshine tour. Which movie did she star in with her ex, Ethan Slater?
Wicked.
That's true. Question number 2. John Mulaney performed a sold-out show at Wrigley Field this past Saturday as part of his Mr. Whatever tour.
Wish I was there.
True or false, John Mulaney used to be a writer on SNL.
This is true.
True, yeah, and a lot of celebrities were in attendance. Jimmy Kimmel was here in town this weekend for John Mulaney's show, and also he randomly posted a picture of himself at Taste of Chicago.
Oh, that's so fun.
And John Mulaney, of course, is a Chicago local. A friend of mine said she randomly... saw him at a Walgreens pharmacy. He was standing right behind her.
Yeah, celebrities out in the wild. But
yeah,
John Mulaney's one of those celebrities that's like, he's really famous and he's done some really cool things, but
he can still just cruise around.
Yeah.
All right, question number three. Over 22,000 people helped Pitbull set a world record for the largest gathering of people in bog caps. What is Pitbull's nickname? There's a couple options here.
Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Both of those are acceptable. Okay. Question number four. Jay-Z brought out both Rihanna and Beyonce at night three of his Yankee Stadium shows. What is the name of Rihanna's fan base?
Ooh. The Rihanna-haters.
No.
No?
No, it's the Rihanna Navy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Navy.
It's the Rihanna Navy. But the story is that Jay-Z brought Rihanna and Beyonce out at his New York shows. He also brought Eminem out at one of his shows, too, which is apparently pretty iconic. I saw some video footage of that. Question number five. Legally Blonde was released 25 years ago today. What was the name of the character that Reese Witherspoon plays?
Elle Woods.
All right. Yeah.
Hi. I'm Elle Woods, and this is Brewster Woods. And we are both Gemini vegetarians. I'll never forget that little...
I had a hunch that you would know that one.
Yeah.
That's four for Carla. Just one, unfortunately, for Gina in Wrigleyville. So while she can make an old-fashioned without looking at any instructions, she can't?
I can't crush Carla today.
No. No, not today. But you know what? Now you know how this goes. Next time, don't panic. Just call in and have fun with us and win the game, okay?
All right, I'll try better next time.
All right, have a great day. We do this every single weekday at 7:50 for your chance to win $1,000. It's Can't Crush Carla with Mogan Carla Mornings on B96.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.